it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
So we started talking about people who were your new coworker the shortest time before they were your ex-coworker. And two of the first phone calls we had were people who just showed up. One guy just showed up, did a good job on his first phone call helping the technician, and then disappeared forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second guy, you'd think it would be more bizarre, but it probably isn't. The second guy showed up at his first day doing maintenance at a ski resort, put his hand in a vise, twisted it down until his bones cracked, then hit the hand with a hammer, got done, and coworkers that just met him said, "Why did you do that?" And he said, "I wanted to see how it felt."
Uh-huh.
Then someone picked him up, and they never saw him again.
Yeah.
These are things that should have Keith Morrison describing them on Dateline.
And it wasn't then what happened?
It wasn't a normal vice.
Oh, yeah? What did he hit his hand with?
Okay, this one. I like this one because it starts with, okay, so there's a small chance I might be the bad guy here. This text from Lansing comes in.
Okay, great.
I was training a guy on his first day, and I was telling him about Wild Wendy, who would love anyone who gave her a compliment. This, however, was completely fictional. So when our female general manager came by, who he hadn't yet met,
he started
the conversation by saying, "Damn, girl, you look good." And she fired him on the spot. Yeah, you might be
You're definitely the a-hole. Although, it's hilarious, but
he probably should have kept his cards a little closer to his chest
Yeah, on day one, yeah, it would be a pretty good idea to, you know.
She must be Wild Wendy.
But still, oh, my God.
Damn, girl.
That's kind of a, I'm not going to lie, I would totally be on board with that prank. Also be the one who went, "That went a lot worse than I thought."
All right, well, we have a Wendy who works here. We're going to start referring to her as Wild Wendy.
I thought it was Common Law Wendy.
Yeah. That's right.
After being Loose Wendy for the last 15 years.
Yeah. Common Law Wendy is my favorite.
Me too.
Jason in Jackson, Tennessee. Did you have a coworker who was new and then just disappeared?
Yes, I did. We hired him. He comes in the first day. Boss makes the introductions, and I give him that little tool to open up a 5-gallon bucket of paint.
Okay.
He proceeds to lift 3 of the tabs, slice his finger to the bone.
Oh, man, I can picture that. I can picture it. Those stupid paint pail lids.
Yeah, because they're not the plastic buckets. These are industrial, commercial buckets.
Right.
So they get the metal tabs.
Yep.
Oh, God.
He lifts 3 of them, slices the bone. We send him to the hospital. He never comes back.
That's probably best for everybody involved.
Maybe he bled to death. You ever think about that?
the quickest workman's comp I think I've ever seen.
Right? Thank you, Jason.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's awful.
Oh, okay. Maitland, we cannot take the caller on line 5. I can't barely read it, much less hear it described.
No, we have to take it.
Come on. What does the description say?
That's the part I don't want to be a part of.
But I got to know.
I see something about a cheese factory.
Well, that got me intrigued.
My eyes aren't good enough for that little text.
Yeah. All right. Well, buyer beware. Dave in the Upper Peninsula. Dave, what was the woman that was a short-timed coworker at the cheese factory?
We both started on the same day. And we went through orientation. They told us no loose jewelry. And if you had long hair, you had to tie it back in a ponytail, pin it up, or tuck it in your shirt.
Yep, that's
and there
that's
was
common.
Blocks of cheese going through a shredder. And they went through all the safety features with us. And she bent down to look through the window for the blocks of cheese that were going through the shredder to look.
Mm-hmm.
And her hair got caught in the gear. And it just got twisted, and it ripped her scalp off.
She okay?
Did it sound like that?
Yeah, she lived and everything, but she never came back.
But hats never looked right.
Did you have to throw away that batch of cheese?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yep.
Oh, my God. I'm never going to eat string cheese again.
Oh, man.
They just turned it into Pepper Jack.
Thank you, Dave. Now, I know what happened because I read it.
That's awful.
But I definitely took off, for those who can't see on the webcams, I took off my headphones and cupped them in my hands so I would not accidentally hear his description. How vivid? Don't answer that question.
I played this.
Okay, I would have enjoyed that.
It made it better. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it went the way you would have expected it to.
Okay, we got to hurt. Have you ever heard of a bathroom monster?
A bathroom monster.
Oh, man. I've let loose a couple bathroom monsters over the years.
I think we've had some that have worked here over the years.
Bryn is in Indiana. Bryn, what is the bathroom monster?
So I worked at a bacon factory also, and people would say that they needed to go to the bathroom and just would not come back. Like, usually their first day, first week or so happened constantly. So we always said the bathroom monster got them.
Okay.
Do you think
I gotta go to the bathroom, and then they just disappear.
Like the guy at the bacon bit factory, the smell was too much, the meat processing and everything?
I think it was more that it was so cold in there, and it really was really hard on your back.
Oh, that makes sense. They're like, I can't do this.
What?
You're right.
What? Thank you, Ben. I mean, have you considered the fact that possibly you were working with a serial killer, and those people actually were like, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and then like your crazy boss was killing them?
Right.
Turning them into bacon?
Turning them into bacon?
Ooh.
I mean, it would be possible knowing some of the managers that we had.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Bryn.
You just accused your managers of all being serial killers.
No, she said it's possible.
Know. Yeah, it's
She's
possible.
Not limiting their potential.
Yeah, because that many people just disappearing during a poop break is unusual.
Chris is in Birmingham, listening on 103.1 The Vulcan. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What? How quickly did your new coworker become your ex coworker?
45 seconds.
45 seconds?
That's impressive.
Right,
that's amazing. So, okay.
So we worked at a steel service warehouse, and he walks in with my boss. My boss hands him the hard hat. You know, it's got the straps on the inside.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he didn't fix the straps right, so he put the hard hat on, and it looked kind of sloppy on him. So my boss looks at him during the introductions and says, hey, fix your hard hat. We try to look professional around here. And the kid turns around, looks at him, just says, don't disrespect me like that.
Yeah.
And then boss just says, all right, well then go home.
Wow. And he just was like, okay.
45 seconds.
I think he probably saved a lot of heartache that day. Holy cow.
Yeah.
45 seconds.
Yeah.
Nothing better than the fresh dumbass who shows up and goes, don't disrespect me.
Learn how to put a hat on, stupid. This text, hey guys, we work construction, hired some new guys. I climbed up the second story to work on the roof, turned around and saw their vehicle driving off. They didn't even say anything. Just like, okay, see you later.
Nope, can't do that.
Yeah, man, that's trap dooring right there. Like, I don't want to say goodbye.
Yeah, I mean,
I know how the Midwest can be sometimes. Yeah. It's going to be hard to get out of this. I'm just going to leave.
This one, I got a job at a hardware store near where you guys went to college, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, and I overstated my abilities because I was desperate for a job after class started. I had just started at CMU.
Okay.
They wanted me to fix windows and screens. After my first 2 days of getting nothing done and cutting myself on glass lots of times, I rolled in for work on my third day like a badass in my 1993 Mercury Sable blasting Jay-Z and Kanye. I got out and said good morning, and my boss said, no, it's not. You're fired. Get back in your car.
Oh, man.
Says, I don't blame him. What a total a-hole I was when I was 18.
Yeah.
I like the phrase. Hadn't accomplished much other than cutting myself on glass a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably have.
Ooh. Balls. This would make a lot of people run. Matt in Jackson. Matt, what's the quickest your new coworker became an ex coworker?
About 2 hours.
Okay.
All right.
What did you do?
So I worked at an orderly in the hospital. Most of the job is just helping the nurses turn the patients so they don't get bed sores.
Okay.
Occasionally, you have to go get the recently deceased and take them down to the morgue.
Okay.
I work the night shift, so I work 6 p to 6 a.m.
Okay, sexy time.
We get this kid, he's 18, 19 years old, doesn't know anything, skittish as all get. And I don't know if you've ever been in a hospital at night. There's not a lot going on. The hallways are all dark.
Right.
No. And it's a ghost town.
And the morgue, of course, is all the way in the bottom of the hospital, all the way in the back.
Okay.
Yep.
Nothing around it. So about 2 hours into our shift, we get a call. Hey, we need you to come get somebody, take them down to the morgue. Okay, cool. We're walking down this long hallway, like horror movie type hallway.
Okay.
And he's just constantly looking around, looking over his shoulders. We get the cart that we, you know, put the person on, get the shroud that covers them, go up to the floor where they're at. I go check with the nurses, make sure the family's gone, make him wait with the cart. Family's gone. We go in. We get ready to move the body from the bed to the cart. Now, the nurses have already put them in a body bag and all that.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this about when you die, you do all sorts of things. You know, gas builds up. Sometimes you belch. Sometimes you fart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I knew like fluids come out. Yep. And yeah, because all the muscles that hold all that stuff in stops.
Release.
So.
Speaking of muscles, you can also have muscle spasms. It can be something just as simple as a twitching of a finger.
Oh, no.
Or it can be full body spasms.
Oh, wow. Okay. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So we move the patient from the bed to the morgue cart. And about the time that we get them set down on the morgue cart, the patient literally sits up at the waist. And proceeds to belch.
No way. I'd have put a hole in the wall like the Kool-Aid man.
Are
you kidding me?
The kid was on the other side of the room from me and was up against the window of the room. He starts screaming at the top of his head, just the highest pitched scream I've ever heard from a human being, trying to crawl up this window.
Uh-huh.
If you know anybody that works in a hospital, they all have very morbid sense of humors. I sure. start laughing.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. Because you're right?
I would imagine your reaction was probably like a little bit shocked, but instantly pretty calm.
Because
right?
you know it's possible.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he didn't come back.
Oh no, he went to lunch and then that was it.
Yeah, I think so. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah.
All right, we can either end there, or I can read you a 2-sentence text.
Yes.
That will put a chill up your spine.
Okay.
Yeah. You want that one?
Yeah, of course.
A guy started with us for about a week. One morning he called about 15 minutes before we left the shop and said, quote, "I'm not going to make it in today. I just killed my wife." And then he hung up.
Whoa.
The next time they saw him was on the news.
Holy crap. It'd
be nice of him to make the call.
That's an oddly considerate thing to do for coworkers in that moment.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.